All right, everyone, ready or not, here we are, we're back. It's Purgatory. Yeah, where's Lady Death? Where's Evil Ernie? We're reading in order, guys. Purgatory is literally next. So we've got a Purgatory 4-issue thing. This is, of course, the intro, and then there's 4 issues. Then after that, I'm not sure what's next, but I think there's even some Vampirella thrown in here, so it's going to be a very interesting Halloween horror month, because we're going to be going through a lot of these, and definitely getting back to Evil Ernie and Lady Death. But we got to go through some side characters and some side stories, because a lot of shit happened after the Odyssey, and we're getting into that right now. So, Purgatory. Man, she is hot. Certainly. Prelude, number -1. It's called 0, but they're calling it now. Oh, wow. Hey, Jim Ballant. Okay, for those of you that don't know, Jim Ballant went on to... I used to be a long time ago into the Wicca stuff, and there was a comic called Tarot Witch of the Black Rose, and it was literally all about that. But it had some amazing art, and some of the biggest boobs I've seen on fucking characters in comics. No shit. Like, Tarot... And Raven Hex, holy crap. They just said, you know what? Let's do what the Japanese artists do and give her, like, just giant boobs. And, of course, there was all kinds of different outfits they put her in. And, I mean, it was a good comic. I read, like, more issues than I can even imagine. I actually have a few books. It was really cool. I used to order from Broadsword. And Broadsword would send me all kinds of just... cool stuff like sketches and stickers and just all kinds of neat stuff when you'd order physical comics. So I actually own a couple issues of Tarot. It's still going. Ballant's probably going to do it to the day he dies. Him and Holly Golightly. So, yeah. Oh, she's an excellent colorist, by the way. Absolutely excellent. But, yep. It's cool to see Ballant's early work, because this is definitely predating Tarot, which came out in 98, 99, so it's like a year before. And Jason Jensen, of course. Oh, Jim Ballant did all the illustrations. Oh, this is going to be cool. So, Brian Polito just wrote it, but Jim Ballant did the art. Wow, I'm a big fan. Through civilization. Let's get the first word right, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the first fucking word. Though civilization has come to modern-day Africa, there are corners tucked away unknown by man. Deep inside the uncharted jungles of Tanzania is where the vampire queen Kabbala and her coven reside, free to pursue their ravenous bloodlust. Can it be? After all these centuries, the blasphemer has returned. The possibility of vengeance, I dismissed it long ago, but came so close. I must gather the coven of ancients. She must pay for her sins. Jade, Jade, our maker, Purgatory, she's returned. Shanghai, China, domain of the vampire sorceress Jade. Jade! Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to read that yet. I hear you, Kabbala. I too sense her. Purgatory, listen and listen well. Your return is a mystery. We believed you dead, but it matters not. Though I've made use of my unearthly curse, my entire clan paid the ultimate price. Sorrow always hangs heavy in my heart. I've had close to 4,000 years to ready for this moment. With a thought, I can slit a victim's throat. I'm at the peak of my power. My skills. San Francisco, present day. Can you say the same? Get out. A veil of silence will lock her out of my mind. My ancient enemies, they've survived. I've denied them victory before, but now depleted, can I do so again? A vampire goddess, fallen from grace, hunts desperately for the one thing that restores her. There, below, just what I need. The Bordello of Blood is a thriving operation. Founded in the mid-1800s, its vampire hostesses pick and choose among the city's underworld for their victims. Oh, this reminds me of that Tales from the Crypt Bordello of Blood. It's just the best time of year to watch that one. A lot of people say they like Demon Knight better, but I love Bordello of Blood. It's not something you can make today. It's saucy, and it's also scary, you know. Good whore. Good sleazy whore. Just like Tales from the Crypt. It's a strategy that's allowed them virtually free rein. No one bothers with a criminal's absence for long. Ah, sisters, his blood, so sweet. It's ecstasy. The aroma. Bliss. Though these vampire vixens have accumulated considerable powers, they are used to a life of leisure. They are simply unprepared for what crashes into their well-mannered lives. Powerful blood! How delectable! Is she a vampire or a demon? Beware, she is both! Sisters, her thoughts invade my mind! In a single telepathic burst forced upon them by purgatory, they learn more than they ever wanted to know. After all, this time they learn fear. This heartless creature of unbridled fury has traveled the road to hell. She's dared to feast on the blood of gods. Risking all, she's fed on the blood of the father of evil himself. No! The vixens reconcile themselves to their fate. Please, no! Crack! They know there is no escaping it because Purgatory, the vampire goddess, walks the earth again. We were enraptured in the blood. You caught us unaware. Please, I cannot fathom your thoughts any longer. Your blood boils with uncertainty. Terror overcomes you, as I planned it. I love the taste of turmoil. Suddenly, haunting images invade Purgatory's mind. Though she tries, she cannot abate them. You won't need godlike powers where you're going. Farewell, Purgatory. Meet your destiny. In her unsuccessful bid to take over hell, she was banished to Earth. Hold on. I think I'm supposed to do this. Okay. In her unsuccessful bid to take over hell, she was banished to Earth by Lady Death's demonic persona and robbed of her legendary powers. Purgatory questions the sudden images. Is it the work of my ancient enemies? She asks herself, but she knows it is not. Kabbalah, Jade, the others, they remind her of the past. They remind her of tragedy, of passion, of betrayal. As her fangs pierce her victim's supple throat, Purgatory recalls a time she's done her best to forget. Pull! Pull! Worthless slaves! That was the height of the great Imperial Egyptian Empire. The queen was obsessed with immortality. She forced her slaves to build a burial tomb that was greater than any that had come before. Among the slaves, Purgatory, then known as Sakara. Day after day, she ground corn with no reprieve. Faster, slave, you hear me? But nothing would satisfy the queen and her cruel taskmasters. Faster! Death from exhaustion was commonplace. Discontent grew among the slaves. Though Purgatory gorges on the vixen's blood, the images relentlessly continue. But the events that follow are too painful for Purgatory to endure again. She represses the details. She was rescued from a life of slavery. She found love. She knew opulence few could imagine. She was married. She was content. She was betrayed! She has a fire in her eyes that could burn all of Egypt. Good. And her blood is tainted with the bloodline of the fallen angels. She demanded vengeance. The Celtic Wanderer was a myth among the slaves, but Sakara discovered he was all too real. Their meeting unlocked the darkness within her and laid the groundwork for the fall of an empire. When the Celt bestowed upon her a dark gift, she became a vampire like no other. Purgatory recalls the most torturous image of all as the last of the vixen's crimson blood flows inside her. It is the event that links her with... We'll try that one again. It is the event that links her with the Coven of Ancients. It links them all in blood and in blasphemy. You betrayed me! Jade, Kabbalah, behind me at once! Sakara? Destroy the demon! Royalty from countries far and wide came to see the queen and general's wedding ceremony. The unification of the Egyptian Empire was at hand, but it was a marriage of convenience. The slaves were in an uproar. The queen needed the general to quell her subjects as she built her towering monument to her own immortality. Sakara, now Purgatory, invaded and went on a mad rampage, and in essence created the Coven of Ancients that now seeks her death. She was blinded by passion, clinging to the last vestiges of a life that was never meant to be. She wanted her lover back, her wife, the queen! The images of the past fade as Purgatory's victim goes lifeless. She is pleased to forget them. Ah! For now, my hunger is satiated, but it won't last long. I am no match for the Coven, and they know it! To Egypt! Oh, well, we won't be going that far yet. Their hatred knows no bounds, and they're coming. My only chance in victory lies across the ocean. Though it pains me, I must go to where it all began. To my homeland. To Egypt! Next, Purgatory, the Vampire's Myth. Coming July 1996. Pre-order now before it's too late. Fortunately for you guys, you'll be okay. Ooh, Jim Ballant's sketchbook. Don't mind if I do. He always could draw women. Like when I was a young man, and I said, you know what I think an attractive woman is? It's a woman that Jim Ballant draws. Other than, you know, a lot of the Pam Andersons and stuff like that. What was it, Jenna Jameson? A lot of those kind. Ooh. So Jim's actually being interviewed here. This is kind of cool. I didn't know that they ever interviewed him. Creator-writer Brian Polito and illustrator Jim Ballant are the unholy duo of creators who've taken the dark challenge of introducing the Purgatory Vampire's Myth into the worlds of chaos. We caught up with them to find out what's on their minds. After I get a drink of water, doing all these voices, you know, it's just murder on your throat. Oh, that's nice and cold. Refreshing. What can we expect? What can we expect from Purgatory, the Vampire's Myth? The first thing you can expect is amazing artwork.
Yeah.
Jim and Jason are doing their finest work to date, no lie. The stuff is amazing. You can expect to see the passion and commitment that we all have to telling this story translated on the page. We're all excited and enjoying the hell out of doing this. Spilling blood on the page is like a breath of fresh air to us. Readers can expect a sensuous tale of an ancient tragedy. Love is intoxicating. Once you experience it, you'd do almost anything to keep it. What's your background? What led you to comics? This is something I wanted to know. Jim, I started drawing at an early age. Dinosaurs, superheroes, and monsters. But what really sat me down and made me draw comics was the day that my mother threw out all of my Bernie Wrights and Swamp Things. I'm not even familiar with that version of Swamp Thing. I only know of the Alan Moore. So I decided to create my own. So there I sat for hours and hours in my room, drawing away, creating new characters and new adventures. It wasn't until late in my last year of high school that I realized, hey, I want to be a comic book artist. So I checked out a few colleges and art schools and decided to enroll into the Joe Kubert School of Art. And after 3 years of schooling, this one-time gravedigger was on his way to becoming a comic book artist. Sniff. It chokes me up just thinking about it. Sniff. Brian, graduated from NYU Film School, got into comics because I was turned off by the motion picture business. For me, it was very restrictive creatively. Almost subconsciously, I planted the seed of escape by writing Evil Ernie. And when I took off, I was free. Corny, but true. You guys seem to prefer dark subject matter. Is there any defining event that led you down the path of darkness? I was born on the path of darkness. It's home to me. All of its shadowy corners have been my playground. As a young boy, the ghost of my grandfather appeared at the foot of my bed and spoke with me. I have friends who are witches and vampires. I've worked in a cemetery as a gravedigger. Oh! Okay, that's what... I can't remember his... It's been so long since I've read a tarot book. But the main character was a gravedigger. So I think that was a self-insert. But yeah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense now. I've buried 32 people. This I did not know. I've seen decomposing corpses, skeletons, and I even know people who won the lottery. Well, okay, I really don't know anyone who's won the lottery. That would be too spooky. So yes, the dark path is a big part of me. It's been a faithful companion. I didn't even know that. I had no idea the writer of Tarot, Witch of the Black Rose, an artist, had buried 32 damn people inside decomposing corpses and skeletons and all that. I was always attracted to dark subject matter, always. My earliest reflections were watching The Hideous Sun Demon. My mother was a great, I've never even heard of that, was a great fan of horror movies, and I watched them with her constantly. I've looked back to my past to see if there was any one event that turned me to the dark side besides seeing Night of the Living Dead, which is still an amazing film, on its opening weekend at the age of 7. But there isn't. I just always dug the stuff. What is your first published work? Evil Ernie 1. We know that, guys. Oh, wow. Evil Ernie's 5-year anniversary is coming up. But now he's a lot older than that. My first published work was a 4-page backup story for Sergeant Rock, which I wrote, penciled, inked, and colored. That's a DC character. The issue number was 393, and it was entitled The Ninja. I was paid $25 a page, which is actually pretty good back then. How'd you hook up with Chaos Comics, Jim? I never saw it as being hooked up by Chaos. I'd say it's more like two planets that pass by one another too closely and were drawn together by their gravitational pulls. Brian and I have always bumped into each other at conventions. Our comic careers started roughly at the same time, and we always seemed to be interested in the same sort of material. It was only a matter of time before our two worlds collided into one another. I have a great deal of respect for Brian's writing and imagination, so when Brian first proposed the series last year, I was very interested in working on it with him. What is your attraction to vampires? Unlike us, they aren't restricted by moral and ethical codes. They're sensory creatures. Dark gods. Purgatory is a sensual, lustful creature. Vampires can be ancient. They can live through times we can only imagine. To be honest, it's the sexuality. The power they wield through a touch, a look, a kiss. And remember, this is all prior to fucking Twilight. But, what was that? What was that one vampire movie? I can't think of the name of it. That one that they did in 96, Interview with a Vampire, that was still fresh on people's minds. A lot of people really saw that and took off with that idea, that romanticized idea of a vampire. Vampires, especially female vampires, represent the dark sexual desires in all men and women. We are more like them than we let ourselves think. I agree. You are penciling and inking Purgatory. Do you get more creative satisfaction knowing your work would turn out exactly as you imagined it? I get great pleasure in penciling and inking my own drawings. I believe I do my best work when I'm able to use all of my talents to bring a drawing to life. I definitely prefer to finish my own illustrations. Would anybody believe that Purgatory is a Vampirella ripoff? What separates the two characters? I don't believe Purgatory is a ripoff of Vampirella. If she was, I wouldn't have agreed to draw the books. Also, Vampirella's been around since the 1960s. Purgatory has more of an anger streak in her than Vampy. I agree, but to only some extent, because some of the later books we read, she's gotten pretty pissed off. Purgatory is tortured by a denial of love in her past, which sets her off in a vengeance frenzy. She mixes her sexual desires with violence and tracks down anyone that stands in her way. I don't feel Vampy is driven in the same way. These are just my gut feelings. For a deeper insight, I yield the mic over to Brian. I was asked one time if my intentions with the creation of Purgatory was to do Vampirella right. But nothing could be further from the truth. There's no doubt that Purgatory is a classic vampire. She hungers for blood, etc. We are using the established rules of vampirism as our jumping off point. You will see differences in time, some small, some shattering, but we're going for the classical vibe. Vampirella, isn't like that. She's a revisionist vampire. She doesn't have to drink blood. She doesn't have the hunger. If I was influenced by any one character as I created her, it would be Gonagai's Devil Man. Wow! I fucking love Devil Man. He's so relentless and he looks cool. Purgatory, the vampire's myth, looks very detailed. What sort of research did you do for the series? Since we knew we were going to do the series for over a year, I was able to lay out an unfolding saga about vampires through the ages. I was able to work out a starting point, one you won't learn about for a while, and go from there. In our vampire's myth, there's many different clans of vampires all over the world. Some mythic and regal, others feral and base. As there are many different kinds of people, you will meet many different kinds of vampires, kind of like True Blood. The only research I did, and that I do with any script, is that I look through my library for all the references that I may need for the issue. Books on Egypt, vampires, boats, planes, whatever. Brian has even given me reference from his library to use. For inspiration, I look through some Bernie Wrightson books for mood and inking tips. Then in our off hours, like we have any, Brian and I have flown to Egypt to explore some tombs and rap with the mummies. That's pretty cool. What's in the works for Jim Ballant in the future? Are you considering exploring the vampire myth further with Chaos? I'm always interested in working with Brian and Chaos in the future. If it's another Purgatory series, great. If it's something else, that's fine too. But before we start talking about future projects, let's enjoy the one that's here now. I'm sure our worlds will collide again, and I look forward to it. Brian, any closing remarks? I couldn't agree with Jim more. Sure, there's many more stories to tell. I'm just digging our collaboration. Somebody starts on an idea, and we bounce it off each other. It keeps getting cooler and cooler. Some things get real hectic in my life, but I'm not complaining. When you boil it down, this is what it's all about. The joy of creation. Okay, here we go. 3-issue miniseries. Oh, so it's only 3 issues. Yeah, Jim Ballant was known for Catwoman at the time. A dark tale drenched in blood and blasphemy. Suggested for mature readers. Oh, that's what we are, aren't we? Mature readers? I hope. Look at that art. Amazing. Another sketchbook. Purgatory. Some of the best art I've seen in comics. Jim Ballant. Okay, let's get it going, guys. Alright. That's the Ripper, I guess. Ouch. This is not so good. Well, I mean, you do what you can. These are old books, out of print. But they seem to have translated pretty well. Oh, close, yet so very, very far. Hassan Medersa prays the ship will reach his beloved Alexandria before the demon Wolfman sucks the life out of him. He wants desperately to feel the hot sands of his Egyptian homeland again, barter with the merchants in the bazaar, and watch the children play. But more than anything, he wants to be anywhere but here. The sights he'd seen, the horror. One by one, each of his fellow crew members were viciously slain. His friends, comrades lying on the deck, withered like so much dead meat. Oh, please! No! No! Please! They were unable to do a thing against the demon. They were hers for the taking. Please, have you no mercy? Ah! None! Hassan sees the shoreline, tastes freedom. Ah! But Purgatory, the vampire goddess, denies him. As the demoness tries to quench her ravenous thirst, she finds the sudden blood rush fleeting and ultimately unsatisfying. I'm reduced to feasting on wretched mortals? Oh, how I loathe this! Their pale, thin blood cannot long sustain me. Once this majestic creature of pure, unbridled evil drained the blood of gods, a new power common creatures of the night couldn't fathom. But in a mad battle for dominance, she was robbed of her legendary abilities by Lady Death's demonic persona. Now, fallen from grace, she is condemned to tread the earth as a common bloodsucker, victim to the eternal thirst. I crave blood with power. I crave the blood of my ancient immortal enemies. And though it pains me to return here, I will have it. Port to vessel. Identify yourself. You hear me? Identify. Eep, eep. She's on a crash course. Turn back. Turn back. Run. It's too late. Krakoon! Ah, the roar of the fire and the smell of ash in the air remind me of hell. How comforting! Koom! It is good to be back home. Ha ha ha! What a lie. Just to be here puts me on edge. It's the secrets of my past, my haunted past, 4,000 years ago. But no matter. If I'm to have any hope of regaining my former glory at all, I had to return. It's the only way to lure my enemies, the Coven of the Ancients. Must open the Veil of Silence and lock them out of my mind as I cross the ocean. It's time I reveal myself. Kabbalah, can you hear me, you witless shapeshifter? Deep in the uncharted jungles of Tanzania. Let the ritual begin! No, Kabbalah, no! Please show us mercy, Kabbalah! Slit. Give me your essence. Let it rain over me. Yes. Oh, yes, the blood like a thousand lovers' warm embraces. Such a guilty pleasure. My only pleasure. Kabbalah, can you hear me, you witless shapeshifter? Who? Purgatory! So you've returned, blasphemer, to Alexandria no less. She knows we stalk her. She is no match for us, yet she challenges us. Jade, Purgatory has returned, but be on guard. You know what you must do. You must learn why Purgatory, our maker, made us and condemned us to this endless existence. And once we've wrung the truth from her, we'll make her suffer. Oh, how she will suffer. So much has changed here, but the foul taste my bitter memories pervade. This bazaar, it's so much like the one I shopped in with my lover. No, I refuse to think about those times. Too much sorrow, too much pain. Clouds forming, wait, they're laced with a faint aroma of blood. The street changing. That's right. You're entering my shadow realm, Purgatory. Where am I? Surrender. Chinese motifs? Who? Surrender, demon. You are weak. Surrender. The Reaper comes a-calling. Surrender? Ha! You don't know me well. Shrekka! Why did you make us Purgatory? Why did you steal our lives away? Jade, I said, why did you make us? I never desired eternal life. My family paid the ultimate price. We lost our honor. She's had 4,000 years to prepare for his vengeance. But I'm depleted. Didn't expect an attack so soon. Oh, before that she said, ungrateful bitch, I'll tell you nothing. You regret the life you've led? You have power, you have life eternal, and you blame me for that? I thought not. No! Damn! To divine the answers I need, it'll be simple a matter. Ooh, that's not how that's supposed to read. Simply a matter of invading your mind. No! She's violating me, unable to prevent her. Suddenly, Purgatory's mind is like an open book to Jade. Sakara, you hear me? Get back to work! Images of her past are recalled. Purgatory can't resist, though with every fiber of her being, she wishes she could. It all began in ancient Egypt at the height of the Imperial Empire. She was a lowly slave condemned for a life to toil at the foot of the Queen's monumental burial tomb. It would be better to die. If you don't get back to work, you will! The queen was obsessed with immortality. To mark her reign in Egypt, half of the population of Alexandria were brutally enslaved for decades on end, building the most opulent burial tomb ever conceived. Steady! Steady! How much more can we take? Quiet, the guards will hear you. We can take the guards! Pull! Pull! Late one night amidst a ferocious sandstorm, Sakara! Sakara! Sakara, wake! Get your hands off me! Shh, shh, I mean you no danger! I know a way towards freedom. Why should only kings and queens achieve immortality? We all want immortality. I know how to get it. I can tell you how. If it's so desirable, stranger, why don't you do it? I'm too old to benefit, but you would be perfect. I know he would empower you. Imagine eternal life! Why me, stranger? I've been watching you, Sakara. There's a fire in your eyes that could light all of Egypt. Months later. Make way, make way. The queen comes to inspect the tombs. Oh no. Make way, I said. Guard, punish that slave for being in my way. Guard, halt. I said, halt. As you wish. Her beauty, her eyes, mesmerizing. Stand before me, girl. Let me help you. What is your name? Sakara. That's a beautiful name. Unshackle her. She will be mine. Remember, if you need me, I'll be here. Need you. I'm the queen's property now. Back to the pits, old man. Don't forget. That night, the queen introduced Sakara to a life she only dreamed about. You must be clean, Sakara. She adores absolute cleanliness. She will tolerate no less. You must be clothed in the finest fabrics. She relishes the touch of silk. The queen, she is gentle, but let her be in control. I don't understand. You will. The queen is ready for you. Come to me, Sakara. At first, Sakara was tentative, frightened. But as the queen's soft, warm lips pressed against hers, she felt her desire overpower her. Relax, there's nothing to fear. Give in, my darling. Wow, is this going to be Grimm's Adult Comics Corner? Give in to the pleasures of the flesh. And as the sleeping chamber's doors closed, a new world opened for Sakara. No, it doesn't look like it. Okay. Wow. Stop! Can't stop, Jade! Too strong! Hate reliving this! Hate it! Sakara and the queen were inseparable. Where is Sakara? No, we are married now. We are one. Look at her ring. No matter, the queen has many wives. But this one, she's the queen's favorite. As she returned to the queen's harem, the commoners are up in arms, my queen. Too many subjects die building your tomb. Don't worry yourself, my dear. The life of a common slave is no longer your concern. You have nothing to worry about. You will be with me forever, Sakara. Forever, immortal, like the gods. A year of pure bliss passes until you cannot hide from the truth any longer. Your subjects will rise up against you. You know it. You ask too much of them. If they revolt, who will build your tomb? Who will you ensure your immortality? We both know you value nothing else more. Is that not true? Yes, of course it is true, General. I have a proposition that will satisfy us both. Marry me. Join me in marriage, and my army will keep the subjects in check. We will build an incomparable tomb that will stand tall for all time. If not, well, what other choice do you have? None. I will marry you. Good. Then it is agreed. I have one final request to ask of you. Later that night, Sakara returns to the harem. No! Grab her! As we agreed, no one must come before me. All your lovers must be killed. How could you do this? We are married! Marriage to a slave isn't binding. You've no concept of the issues at play here, girl. I do love you, but I must be assured immortality. Damn, I can tolerate reliving this no longer. Must cut the memory flow. Must stop Jade. How? Ah! Here's your ring. You won't take my life. I'll take it myself. Come back here. Guards, after her. I'm alive? Strip, whack. Oh, okay. Okay, so she fell, and all right, now we're saying, come back here, guards, after her. I'm alive. I know how to stop Jade. I'll force a memory that'll throw her off guard. Must concentrate. Oh, I've experienced things that will assault your mind. Feast on this, sorceress.
I've watched you, child. Your blood courses with darkness few mortals ever know. And your legacy of brutality, I find it appealing.
After all this time, you've answered my call. Lucifer, take me. It can't be. No! Perhaps you'll find this form more to your liking.
Indeed.
The father of lies, but I thought he was just a myth. He's real! I never knew he exists. Her memory rings true. No, I am damned. Damned to hell.
Yes, you little misbegotten mistake. You're damned to hell. We all are. Ha, ha, ha.
She's off kilter. Must take advantage. If she regains her composure, I'm doomed.
Shrek! Fwack!
She's too quick. Too adept. Must risk all.
Slick!
Blind her with a blood veil. I'll have little or no power after this.
Ah! Come back, bitch!
You may be the stronger, Jade, but you are not the wiser.
Yeah! Kabbalah, help!
Yes, her blood, ancient, drenched in power, it's mine. Mine! Must be careful not to drain her completely. Her heart can start anew, and I'd risk killing us both. But I can't stop the blood. So seductive. Yes, I feel replenished. Her illusions disappearing. Kabbalah, your assassin has failed. You hear me? She's learned nothing.
Where am I?
My wife's tomb?
You! Going somewhere, Sakara?
Oh no, not him! Next, fade to black. A lot of metal references in this. One of three. Of course, Brian Polito, Jim Ballant, Jason Jensen, Richard Starkings, and Comicraft, and of course, Jim Ballant and Jason Jensen, but the cover was really awful. It was a really blurry cover. But that's all we got. Oh, this is nice. Okay, two of three. I came here to Alexandria, Egypt, because I fell from grace, lost my godlike abilities. I've become a common bloodsucker. As I gaze through the catacombs of my wife's burial tomb, I feel the heat of his breath overcome me. I cannot lie now. I came to rob the coven of ancients of their blood. There's nothing I won't do to regain power. Nothing. I am purgatory, damn it all. I feast where there's famine. Pestilence is my playground. And I must be reduced to a common... Excuse me. And if I must be reduced to a common thief, so I may again traverse the realms and suckle the blood of the gods, so be it. But I never counted on him appearing. Do I feel fear, perhaps? No, outright terror.
Going somewhere, Sakara.
Wrath!
I smell your newfound power, my lost child. The blood flows through your veins, blossoming throughout, renewing you. And this isn't thin, mortal blood. This blood is power. Intoxicating, isn't it, Purgatory?
What business is it of yours?
Fwack!
I've earned Jade's blood. Her power is mine. As wrath collides with the statue of my lover, the Queen Ostraka, I sense a bitter irony to... Maybe it's Ostraka? Queen Ostraka, I sense a bitter irony of nights long gone. I left the comforting embrace of one and fell into the thrall of another. I hate this planet, this country, and all its painful memories of my past. I'm wasting time. Krakoom! A few stones won't hold him. He's far beyond all that.
I'm disappointed in you, Sakara. Is that any way to greet your maker?
I'm grasping at straws. I can't escape him. I can't.
Yes, you are. You know better than to flee.
Ugh! Escape is futile.
I should say futile, but whatever.
Hold on. I had a sneeze coming on, you know, allergies and such.
Escape is futile. We'll do futile. I like resistance is futile, but whatever. Escape is futile. If I want you, you are mine. Ever the disobedient child, eh, Sakaara? You mistake my intentions. I didn't come to fight you.
He's draining me. No!
The blasphemer is below, in the tomb. Our time is at hand. I know your plight, your brethren code. They seek your life for your deeds of old. I'm not sure I disagree with them.
Blasphemer! Blasphemer! Blasphemer!
What shall I do with you, Sakaara? What a curious creature you are. By drawing her blood, I've rendered her a newborn again. Attack! And is she still any use to us? Making sure we are recording. That would suck. Destroy! Oh. We had some stuff at the bottom. I've followed her movements since she reappeared over the city in the west, San Francisco, and through the Nexus, no less. The clan beloved... Excuse me. The clan believed her dead. She vanished from this dimensional plane over 4,000 seasons ago. Where has she been? What has she done? What does she know? Attack! And is she still of any use to us? Destroy! Like long ago, Sakaara, your fate is in my hands.
Gone?
Jade, how could you let this happen? After all this time, we had all the answers of our making within our grasp. You don't understand, Kabbalah. Purgatory's experienced things we cannot fathom. She's feasted on the blood of gods, on the blood of Lucifer himself. Lucifer, do you hear me? That means hell exists, and what else? Does the entire cosmic pantheon of man's mythology exist? I fear it does. We are things of darkness. Eternal damnation awaits us. Pull yourself together, Jade. Any romantic notions of undead splendor are best left to the poets, and you, above all, know it. You embrace the darkness more than I ever have. You command it. Of course you're right. Of course you're right. I savor my wicked ways. It's just the reality of it all just came crashing down. All the more reason you must locate Purgatory. I cannot.
What?
She's off Earth. Amidst the ethereal plane. You're drained, Sakaara. Or would you prefer Purgatory? We're surprised you woke. Are you still crafty? You kept some... we're not going to say are you still crafty. You are still crafty. You kept some of Jane's blood, encased your heart with it.
Yes.
By doing so, your mind remains closed to me. I should just rip your heart out. I know. Welcome home, child. It does. Does it bring back memories?
Sakaara, oh Sakaara, what are we to do with you? Therein lies our quandary.
Home. Memories. It was the height of the great Egyptian Empire. My wife, the queen, meant to sacrifice my life. It was the general's wishes. He would marry her, provide protection, quell the subjects. Had to find the old man. I didn't come this far to lose him. We had enough of your ramblings, old man. Please!
Swing!
My time has come. The Celts were right. Civilized is no way for man to be. Please, old man, you spoke of immortality, eternal life.
Sakaara?
Yes, it's me. Please, I must know.
Look what she's done! Get her!
Follow the wind and the rain. Go beyond the horizon. When the tallest peak becomes clear to you, climb it. There you will find the answer.
More guards coming!
Famished, can hardly see. Skin burns. What's that in the distance? A mirage? How am I to climb this? I'm on a fool's errand, and if I head back now, I'll die of thirst. Oh, why did my love abandon me? We knew such harmony, but she wanted immortality more than she wanted me. Since I could walk, I could corn on the hot sands.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Since I could walk, I ground corn on the hot sands so the builders could continue to immortalize the royalty. Though we worked night and day, it was never enough. The queen's tomb could touch the sun. God Re himself.
What it says.
Oh, man. They sort of messed up some things here.
The queen's tomb could touch the sun god Ra himself, and still she would not be satisfied. There she is! Quick, she'll never make it! We deserve eternity more than they ever did. I deserve eternity! In the distance, a light that grows brighter still. Goddess, can't show fear. I want to live forever.
I know. Why do you deserve eternal life?
Kings and queens hide behind opulence and majesty and fool themselves into thinking they're truly alive. But they do not experience life. They do not live. Like the monuments we craft of them, they're unfeeling and remote, stillborn. I have no use for such facades. I know life. The doubt, the pain, the perpetual tragedies, and the occasional triumphs. There's value in all of it. And wherever the rivers of fate take me, I'll go without question.
Tell me the truth. I am. Are you? I'll ask you one final time. Why do you deserve eternal life?
Because I crave vengeance. Because I was cast away, betrayed by my lover, Queen Ostraka. And I want her to regret it. And as the years pass, she will see me live on as she crumbles to dust. Her thoughts, her passions are unparalleled. She's the perfect weapon. Man is not meant to be civilized. Man is meant to be wild, to run free. Yet they are quick to form packs and turn from the wild ways. Yes, she's perfect and deserving. Who better to bring down the kingdom than one of his own? Its own, rather. There's a price to pay for immortality, Sakara. I don't care, you hear me? I'll pay any price.
Would you trade one form of slavery for another, Sakara?
Yes, do what you must. Do it!
Ah!
He bites her breast.
Ah, yes! So good! Yes!
Maybe she's getting off from that.
She's so willing to embrace her death. She's engulfed with passionate rage.
Hmm? It's supposed to be rage, but it sounds like it says race, and I know that's not what it says. She's engulfed with passionate rage. Good. That will forever be her trademark.
Don't stop. No. More. 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 Take me. All of me.
There's something about her blood. Something primal.
Ugh! Drink!
Yes. My blood is ancient, Sakara. Over 2,000 years old. In that time, my pagan people and I have seen many wonders and have gained many abilities. I shall pass a shred of them to you.
Enough! You've had enough! You hear me? No more!
Enough, you ravenous creature. Her blood, the blood of the fallen, courses through her veins.
I didn't know.
Rah! What's happening to me?
Ah!
What am I? You're undead, but more alive than ever. But you are unique among the vampire clans and tribes. Blood of your ancestors, the fallen angels, flows through your veins. And my blood, mixed with theirs, has made you unlike any creature who has ever walked the earth. You hear it? Something's in there! Can you feel the bloodlust rising? Go, Sakara! Go satisfy it!
I thirst! I am reborn! Slack! Splack! Rip!
Holy shit!
I see more than I have ever seen! Feel more than I've ever felt! Their fear, I can taste it. It's wondrous! I feel so alive! But the thirst! I am a slave to the thirst!
Alexandria, oh, Ostraka, I long for what we had, but I know it's never to be. You will regret ever turning me away.
Yes, Sakara, feed the fire. That is exactly what we're counting on.
As the new day is born.
Ah! So bright!
Come, wild one, there is much for you to learn. But the queen and the general are to be married in 2 sunsets.
Then you must learn quickly, eh?
In the center of Alexandria lies the Queen's Temple. Visiting dignitaries from far-off lands have come to attend her wedding to the general and pay their respects. We are looking forward to your wedding next sundown. It is our honor that you chose to attend. May Kabbalah and I speak with you in private? Move on, beggars, move on! We need our men back. We must till the land. We need food. Bah, the queen needs the men for her burial tomb. Move on! We are eternally indebted to you, Queen Asraka. Try as we might, Kabbalah, and I could never conceive a child, an heir to our throne. If it was our kingdom's biggest shame. We are the finest farmers along the Nile, but we could not conceive. By sharing your knowledge of herbal remedies, I am pleased to announce that Kabbalah is with child. Light shines on our kingdom again. This will make our celebration all the better. Beyond the pale, you must remember when you feed, drain them completely, or you risk bringing another vampire into existence. That is enough. Eek! To make another vampire, you must choose wisely. Few deserve the dark gift. You must be careful to feed the newborn vampire constantly. Let go! I said, let go! If it is denied blood, especially in the first 4 sundowns, it will be immortal, but it will be ravenous and insane for all eternity. You hear me? You hear me? Of course. Can I leave now, Wrath? Impetuous creature! The wedding night. Back! Back! Let them through! We need rest! Let us see the queen! Peasants, they're like hungry dogs begging for scraps. They don't know the general's plans. He intends to work them to death. You want the queen, peasants? Well, so do I. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! This is no time for memories. My fellow Celts and I have pondered your fate long and hard as you've wandered in and out of consciousness. You see, it's been a very long time since I saw you. And though you are weak, your thoughts are well guarded from me. I know so little about you I could pry, but we've decided it comes down to your answer to this. Will you accept me as your master? Will you bow to me and only me forever? Accept your fate. Accept me as your master, and your foes will never find you. Refuse me and I'll guide them here to the ethereal plane. What do you think she's going to say? I bow to no one, Wrath. Ever! As you wish. Come, blood brothers, let us travel to the Nexus and return to the invisible village. The Nexus? Crack! The time has come! Finally, she's ours! Let the war dance begin! Ugh. Next, the final embrace. Okay, here we go. Much better cover scan. Great art. Ooh, even greater art. Give me a poster of that. That's really cool. Brian Polito, Jim Ballant, Jason Jensen, Comic Crafts, David Lamphere, Jim Ballant, Jason Jensen, and we know the team. The present, deep in the evernight jungles of Tanzania, Africa, amid the ritual grounds of the vampirus, Kabbalah, vengeance hangs heavy in the air. Rah! Purgatory, your time is... We'll try that one again. Purgatory, finally your time has come. We have you exactly where we want you. Isn't that right, Jade? Rah! This will be an evening of revelations, I'm sure. Yes, you have purgatory where you want her, Kabbalah. I, on the other hand, don't share your zeal for her death. I'm drained at my lowest ebb, and it's all because of my mentor and maker, Wrath. He abandoned me, left me at the mercy of my ancient enemies. Why? I've no chance of escape. What a pitiful end for one who has dared feast on the blood of gods. This night you will die, Purgatory. I will feed your heart to my pets and relish every moment of your agony. But first we must know the truth. Why did you make us? Why did you condemn us to an endless existence among the undead? This I would like to know.
Ah!
Jade, enter my mind. You too will learn the truth.
Ah! No!
Beggars, move on. The queen is killing us. There are few healthy enough to build her burial tomb.
You betrayed me, Ostraka. Betrayed me.
Over 4,000 years ago, in the center of ancient Alexandria, Egypt, lies Queen Ostraka's temple. It is her wedding night.
Ostraka and Ramses, now and forever, we'll try this again. That is the priest here.
Ostraka and Ramses, now and forevermore, you are joined in marriage.
I marry not for love, but protection. My burial tomb must be built. I must be guaranteed immortality.
There wasn't actually a Bible for the priest because the Bible was still, like, the stuff that's in the Bible was still happening around this time. So there wasn't exactly a Bible for the priest.
Visiting dignitaries from far-off lands have come to attend their wedding and pay their respects. Among them, Jade and her father, a lone samurai, and Kabbalah and her husband, the king of African nation, Kush.
Kush? Really? Hold up.
It's a joyous occasion for so many reasons, Kabbalah. Thanks to Ostraka's fertility secrets, we are with child. Our nation stands tall again. I couldn't be happier. Poor father! What must he think of me in so harmonious a moment? What will I do with her? If she continues her rebellious streak back in Shanghai, our clan is doomed.
Shrek! Gah! So you believe you gathered to see a union based on love? This isn't about love. It's about convenience.
Well, I mean, it's what a lot of guys have said.
You don't understand. You can't. Ostraka held me in her arms. I was safe. We talked, caressed as lovers do.
Yet she stands here giving herself to another. Whack! Is that any way to live? Is the cost of immortality worth the price you pay? No cherished moments, no grace, no splendor.
Ah! No love. Is it my queen? Splack, splack. Is it? Sakara.
Yes, your little Sakara. How I've changed, eh? I'm not your plaything anymore, darling. The tides have turned.
You've seen what I can do. You know your lives are in my hands.
How does it feel, my queen? How does it feel to be a leaf in the torrent, victim to the crushing waves of chance? Scary, isn't it? Come along, my pet, your end has begun.
Ugh!
Do you tire of slaving generation after generation for a faceless queen who seeks to wring the life from you? Do you tire of wrapping your callous hands to stop them from bleeding? Do you long for your loved one? Excuse me, we'll try that one again. I was really in the moment there. Do you long for your loved ones, your children? Do you tire of military rule? Then I give you freedom. Freedom to exist for the sheer pleasure of living. It's the queen, the general. A demon has them.
Not a demon, a liberator.
Sensing the turnabout, freedom! Skablam! Let them build their own tombs! Chaos ensued, and riots plagued Alexandria.
What?
Quickly, we must escape. I feel strange.
Ugh, Alexandria is crumbling.
The queen's burial tomb.
Inside.
Ah! Rath said when a vampire is born, one must be careful to feed it blood constantly. If not, it will be immortal. But it will be ravenous and insane for all eternity. When I was a child, Ostraka, I looked at the tombs in awe. I believed everyone was entitled to immortality. Then, dragged into slavery, I learned immortality was gleaned by royalty off the backs of common men.
Still, I thirsted for it. Slush! Ah! I've got my wish. I am immortal now. How can I deny you my love? You want immortality? Sakara, no! You will get it! Slam! That was not just a slam. That was a slam! Pun, pun, pun! Let us out! Let us out! Casting off the fiery shores of Alexandria, Gabala and Jade escape, but the evening's curse remains. What's come over me? I thirst! Nights later, further down the Nile, Gabala cannot contain herself no... it should be any longer, but we'll be okay. Cannot contain herself any longer. I cannot help myself. What have I become? Deep inside the queen's tomb, something stirs. For 5 days and nights, the riots continue. Purgatory, a triumphant predator, hovers over the proceedings. Ha ha ha! And recalls with fiendish delight that she ignited them. Down below, the queen's loyalists. It took them long enough. There's a murmuring inside. Bring the block and tackle! Pull! Pull! Oh no, it's the queen! Ah! Help me! Help me! Ah! Ha 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 ha! You should be proud of yourself, Purgatory. Wrath! My kind has no taste for civilization. You have done us a great service. Your reward? You obey my every command. Garak! I'll die first, you hear me? Die! Ah, you please me, young immortal. Oh, so many of your kind exist, but they do not live. They perceive themselves as undead, not quite alive. But you have a lust for life that cannot wither on the vine. Not witcher. Understand this, Sakara. We are more alive than anything that walks this planet. Perhaps we shall meet again, Sakara. Eternity has many paths that twist and turn. You mean there was no grand reason for creating us? We are mistakes? It was all just a moment of impulse? Passion? When my husband was discovered feeding me calf's blood, he was stoned to death. My rebelliousness did not bode well for our clan. A woman could not exert control. I did, and it made my father appear weak to the other crime lords. Like wounded animals, we were preyed upon. I was cast out into the jungle until my bloodlust forced me to kill everyone I knew. Beg for your life. I want to hear you whimper. Beg me for your precious existence, lover of life. No. Torture her. Make her beg for her life. Smack. Just as you fated me, now your fate is in my hands. Beg for your life. Beg, slice. Beg, slice. Beg in your dreams, bitch. Ah, swat. Ah, tear her apart. Have to send in your cats. What's wrong, Gabala? Afraid to fight me? Her spirit is indomitable. Indomitable. We'll get that word right. Crack! Crack! Oh, and she says, fuck you, to the lions. She says, fuck you, and flings them out. Just so much for them, right? Wrath! Why did you abandon me?
Oh, that looks like Lucifer.
Wrath, why did you abandon me? I needed to know if you were the same defiant creature I left as Alexandria fell to flames. I needed to know your limitations. You have few.
No, that's not Lucifer, that's her. I got that mixed up. Okay,
so it was, why did you abandon me? We got it. We can be of great use to each other, Purgatory, if you survive. Feed! Slurp!
I mean, come on, guys, that's pretty much what it was.
Out of the dark, he approaches like a swift shadow. That's right. Feed!
Ah! You cannot deny our vengeance! Ah! Who dares? You lowly, arrogant thing, a samurai! It'll take far, far more than your blade to vanquish me! You thrive on order, military man! I thrive on chaos! He comes together? What is he? Not a common bloodsucker. What have I allied myself against? With wrath's blood, I am replenished! I feel the splendor of my senses come alive! Oh, Kabbalah!
It's probably not what she was... I don't know. Maybe it was.
Your blood mother wants a word with you. You and Jade have been very, very bad girls. And it's time to punish you! Finish her! Show no mercy! Whoosh! Ah! You're slowing in your old age. How did she move that fast?
What do you fear most, my dear daughter of darkness? Let me dredge it from your subconscious and make you confront it!
You see, I simply adore the taste of turmoil, and I want to taste yours.
An ancient village. Yours, perhaps? Back with your husband?
Yes, that's it. Show me your fear.
Amazing. The baby. You never wanted it.
You wasted all these years blaming me for making you, yet I gave you what you secretly wanted. The baby's death.
I was never that lucky. It never died. But no, I never wanted the child. It was my duty. It was expected. Can't block purgatory. We're all open to her.
Yay! Too treacherous. Must leave.
That's right, Kabbalah. Go on. Run. Fool, I was thousands of years old when purgatory made you. You are an infant to me, a newborn. See how effortlessly I command your blood.
Ah!
She's consumed by fear. Good. The blood will be all the better. I never wanted to be undead. Since the moment I was made, the guild has haunted me. I can't escape it. It clings to me like a death grip. Yes, I'll admit it. You are a mistake, Kabbalah. You never deserved the gift. You can't possibly embrace the wonders of it all. But I made you in a moment of impulse. How fitting. In another moment of impulse, I should take back my ancient blood. You're such a short-sighted creature, I appall calling you daughter. But it matters not. You've served my purpose.
Oh!
You're drained. How do you feel? Like a helpless little baby? Like a newborn?
Stop!
Splack! Can you feel your heart about to beat? It's because your blood is gone. You're dying. Oh, no. I read that wrong, guys. Can you feel your heart about to beat? After all these years, it's going to pump again. It's because your blood is gone. You're dying. As soon as it beats to a rhythm, you will die. Sense it, moments away. But you'd prefer death, wouldn't you? After all, you never really lived. I won't give you the satisfaction of the eternal black.
Ugh!
Instead, I'll let you go. I'll let you go on. Don't go. Don't deny me. What do I have to exist for? Don't go.
Perhaps I do, O Kabbalah. I've accomplished my mission. Ancient power is mine. From Jade. From Kabbalah. From Wrath. At least I can quest again. That's what she does say quest again. She doesn't say rest.
Take my place in the struggle of the Judgment Era. Perhaps one day I can find the treacherous witch Lady Death. Make her pay for her deeds, or her lover, Evil Ernie. Perhaps I'll rend him limb from limb. Glorious, the possibilities are infinite. A new dawn. I would like to see her go against Evil Ernie.
Ah! Kathoom!
It appears I've mellowed with age. I gave her what she wanted. Death. Come, Purgatory, there's much to see. Much for you to learn.
Oh, really?
To hell with you. You may have made me, but you do not possess me. You never did. You never will, and you know it.
Urgh.
Purgatory, the vampire goddess, is no one's plaything. Remember that. Remember that well. Okay. As you can see, we've chosen our letters page winner. Bloodlines was sent in by zillions of people. Since we were going by the first letter received, Anthony Henley of Federal Way, Washington, won the contest. But dude, your penmanship is fully lacking. Type. You have won one uncut sheet of Chaos Chromium Premium Editions and one Purgatory 1 Onyx Edition. Limited to 200. I remember when they used to do comics like that. Okay. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. And then, of course, we have some more letters. Ooh, more art. Yeah. Remember, some of these artists here might actually be big-time artists now. This is just, you know, when they started out as readers. Some letters page suggestions. 1997 will be filled with Purgatory. Next summer to celebrate, we present Purgatory 2, art by Ballin and Jensen. Also, we will have a fully painted Purgatory sculpture by Claiborne Moore. Whoa. Hey, that would be cool. So, all right, guys. That's it. Like, we don't have anything else for Purgatory. That's all I'm supposed to read. What am I supposed to read next? I'm not gonna leave you guys hanging, but that was pretty fucking cool. Next we have a Lady Death book, two Lady Death books. Oh no, not even. We got a full Lady Death run coming up. It's a big one. It's about as big as what I did today, except bigger. Holy moly. I'd say about 6-7 issues. You got some prequel issues, and then you have the main issues. So it's Lady Death the Crucible. Damn, then we have Lady Death versus Vampirella. Holy moly. Things are going to get interesting. We're not going to be back with Ernie for a while. I'm going to try to get through all these so we can actually get to Ernie. So I'll be doing more of these. Very interesting stuff. We're actually going to be bringing back Purgatory also before we get back to Evil Ernie. Yep. There's more Evil Ernie towards the end, but in reading order, we're going to be seeing a lot of Lady Death. So look forward to a major Lady Death arc next week. Major. It's a lot to read. I'm not doing it this week. I only do these big comics like fucking one time a week. I can do the small little horror comics, but when it comes to big stuff like this, we do one a week. Because that's a lot. And I'm kind of, you know, I get hoarse the next day. I mean, you guys can probably understand why. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on the next exciting adventure that we have in Grimm's Comics Corner. Spooky Comics Corner. You guys have a great Halloween, and I will be out of here. We'll see you next week.